So the epistle for Quinquagesima Sunday is taken from 1 Corinthians chapter 13. Brethren, if I speak with the tongues of men and angels and have not charity, I am become as sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal. And if I should have prophecy and know all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I should have all faith so that I could remove mountains and have not charity, I am nothing. And if I should distribute all my goods to feed the poor, and if I should deliver my body to be burned and have not charity, it profiteth me nothing. Charity is patient, is kind. Charity envieth not, dealeth not perversely, is not puffed up, is not ambitious, seeketh not her own, is not provoked to anger, thinketh no evil, rejoiceth not in iniquity, but rejoiceth with the truth, beareth all things, believeth all things, hopeth all things, endureth all things. Charity never fallen away, whether prophecies shall be made void, or tongues shall cease, or knowledge shall be destroyed. For we know in part, and we prophesy in part. But when that which is perfect is come, that which is imperfect shall in part shall be done away with. When I was a child, I spoke as a child, I understood as a child, I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away the things of a child. We see now through a glass in a dark manner, but then face to face. Now I know in parts, but then I shall know even as I am known. And now there remain faith, hope, and charity, these three, but the greatest of these is charity. Please stand for the Holy Gospel. The Gospel is taken from Luke chapter 18. At that time, Jesus took unto him the 12 and said to them, Behold, we go up to Jerusalem, and all things shall be accomplished which were written by the prophets concerning the Son of Man. For he shall be delivered to the Gentiles, and shall be mocked and scourged and spit upon, and after they have scourged him, they will put him to death. And the third day he shall rise again. And they understood none of these things, and this word was hid from them, and they understood not the things that were said. Now it came to pass, when he drew nigh to Jericho, that a certain blind man sat by the wayside begging, and when he heard the multitude passing by, he asked what this meant. And they told him that Jesus of Nazareth was passing by. And he cried out, saying, Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. And they that went before rebuked him, that he should hold his peace. But he cried out much more, Son of David, have mercy on me. And Jesus, standing, commanded him to be brought unto him. And when he was come near, he asked him, saying, What wilt thou I do to thee? But he said, Lord, that I may see. And Jesus said to him, Receive thy sight, thy faith hath made thee whole. And immediately he saw and followed him, glorifying God, and all the people, when they saw it, gave praise to God. Please be seated. To suffer in silence for Christ is joy. In the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Today is the 160th anniversary of the apparitions in Lourdes. So this is the last Sunday that we have before Lent starts for us with Ash Wednesday. And so on this last Sunday, you know, the last Sunday that we spoke about our dispositions, the dispositions that we have, and how that these dispositions are very important for us in order to be able to receive the graces from God that's obviously in this time period, the season of Lent that will be starting on Wednesday. That there are many opportunities for grace for us. But I would also say that with the apparition of Lourdes, we know that was one of the main messages that was given to us is one of penance. One for us to consider and to think about as we start off on Lent. I mentioned too that these three Sundays previous to that, the church has given to us as kind of a preparational time period. That we utilize this to transition from going from the Christmas season, the joyful Christmas season, into the time period of Lent. So it helps us. It gives us that chance to think about what we need to give up, what we need to offer up, what we need to try to do to help our soul. And so that is what the church tries to help that transition for us. And so when we think about Lourdes, we think about, obviously, St. Bernadette. We think about the cures that were there. That Our Lady, through her intercession to Almighty God, that people have been converted, people have been cured of their illnesses. But this message comes to us of one of penance. Now, granted, we can look at many different things from Lourdes itself and trying to help us, especially in this time period, as we prepare then for the season of Lent. But we think about St. Bernadette. In a way, this ignorant, shepherdess, she wasn't schooled in much, but she had this opportunity to receive these apparitions of the Blessed Virgin Mary, the Immaculate Conception. I am the Immaculate Conception. And so for her, receiving that, she was asked to do many penances for sinners to try to help them, to bring the graces to them. And so she was this instrument. She was this opportunity for these souls. And so we look at today's world and we see how much penance that needs to be done. And so we need more St. Bernadette. We need more people willing to do penance for others. And for her, she willingly, humbly submitted herself in doing whatever was asked of her. Whatever Our Lady had asked from her, St. Bernadette was willing to do. She submitted herself as this docile instrument. It was said of her, it was the simplest, the humblest ones who were chosen by God. And we see again and again how many times that those that receive the apparitions of God are the children, the innocent children. And the reason that Almighty God chooses them is to show His power. Because when you have the children, yes, they don't have the opportunity of power or being able to show these different things to the world itself. So God chooses the weak. God chooses the weak to confound the strong. We see that in sacred scripture, and this is an example of that. As I say, this ignorant shepherdess who didn't know much, she was close to 15 before she received her first Holy Communion, of trying to learn in order to understand that. But yet, Almighty God chose her for this. Chose her to be this witness to the Blessed Virgin Mary. So yes, the simplest, the humblest ones are the ones chosen by God. And again, to show Almighty God's power. Of Him using them as an instrument for this message in this case. The Saint Bernadette would give to us the message of prayer and penance, a hallmark of Lent, of any penitential time period. But it teaches to us these different lessons. As I say, there's many different lessons we can take from this time period. Obviously, Saint Bernadette's detachment from her own will. We think of obedience, the obedience that she had, the humility, and then the selflessness. Again, you look at this world and how selfish this world is. And so she teaches us this valuable lesson and the mortifications that she took on in order to try to help souls. And again, if we just look to St. Bernadette in this time period, she gives us a valuable example. A humble soul that was obedient to Almighty God, obedient to His call. When Our Lady asks of certain things of her, she did it without questioning, without, wondering why. And so it's edifying to see the example that she gives to us. And in some ways, no wonder that we see with St. Bernadette that she was given then the grace that her body is incorrupt for all the world to see. And again, it's Almighty God's way of showing that this message that was given at Lourdes is coming from heaven. Have you ever had a chance to see either pictures or even in person, if you have the grace to see that, and see her body, it looks like she's just sleeping. And it's beautiful to see. And that's what has always puzzled me, how the world can see something like this and still not believe in Almighty God, still not believe in the message from God. It's puzzling to see that. But again, it's the stamp of approval that Almighty God or heaven gives to the message that we received at Lourdes. And it is one of prayer and penance. It's a reminder to us of what we need to try to do in order to be pleasing to God. And so St. Bernadette was this instrument in God's hands. Maybe she appeared to be nothing to the world, But certainly in the eyes of God, she sought after God. And again, going against the grain in this world. This world seeks after pleasure, seeks after ourself, in pleasing ourself and what we want. And here you have St. Bernadette, who shows the exact opposite of that. But she also shows to us the great need for penance. And so hopefully it helps us to try to, as we transition now into Lent, of seeing for our own soul, okay, what do I need to try to do to be more pleasing to God? To be an instrument in the hands of God, to be an instrument of grace to other souls. What do I need to try to do in this time period? But then also looking at the fact of that God will use us, use the graces that we receive to also help those that are around us, whether it's family members, you know, whether it's the church itself, or then we think about sinners. You think about the people that are away from God's grace. You think about the people that are living a life that is displeasing to God. I mean, try to take this Lent to try to also offer your sufferings, your penances, the things that you're giving up. Try to offer it for those people. Those souls that are away from Almighty God. That you can try to give these graces and help them to receive these graces, just as St. Bernadette did. That she was this instrument in the hands of God. And again, we see with Lourdes, we see the cures, we see the people that converted. We see all of these things, these physical things that we can witness and concretely see. But how many souls also, you know, receive the graces from God, and we don't see that. We don't see the change in their soul. But how important that is for all of us, and especially in this time period, that is what we must be focusing on. We must be focusing on changing our spiritual life, changing our soul, being pleasing to God, rooting out the things that are displeasing to Him, so that we can focus on these things and receive all of these graces from God. So that's the practical lesson for us in this time period. You know, we want to aspire to greatness. We want to aspire to heaven. We have to start, you know, fighting against this world, fighting against the pleasures of this world, the passions that we give into. You know, how often we just give into our passions, whether it's anger, whether it's, you know, the lower passions, whatever. That is what we must try to mortify during this time period. And again, looking to an example of someone like St. Bernadette, this young girl who received this message from heaven and became this instrument in the power of God. And for us to seek after God's will, to try to carry it out to the best of our ability according to our state in life. Again, that I think is a valuable lesson that St. Bernadette gives to us. When she was at the convent, she did the simple things according to her state in life. I mean, yes, she received, you know, the apparitions of the Blessed Virgin Mary, this greatness that was shown. But when she was in the convent, she just did the simple things, carried out her duty of state. And I think, again, that's a great reminder to us in this time period of Lent. Simply trying to be more faithful to our duty of state, we can say, can be a penance that we take on. It's a small thing. But how much do we, if we can reflect on that, how much do we fight sometimes against our duty of state, not wanting to do this, not wanting to handle that? And kind of being against it, going against the grain against it. So it's something that it's important for us to think about and to consider. These small little things. And certainly, you know, obviously God will sometimes ask from our souls penances, sacrifices, crosses, and trials. We sometimes wonder why do we have to suffer this? Why do we have to go through this? Well, maybe we're suffering it for other souls. Maybe we're doing it for others. You know, and also for our own soul. Maybe that is what God is asking from us. And so even though St. Bernadette, yes, you know, she suffered a lot, she went through a lot, offered these penances, you know, the great words of consolation that Our Lady had given to her. She said, I don't promise you happiness, not in this world, but in the next. I mean, what a great consolation for her to realize that the sufferings and the crosses and the trials, it would be worthwhile at the very end. And that is something that, God willing, all of us will also hear. You know, that's the happiness will be for us ultimately in heaven. That is where we'll have our true happiness anyway. But I'll leave you with the words of St. Bernadette when she summed up her mission and her life. She said, "To obey is love. To suffer in silence for Christ is joy. To love sincerely is to give everything, even grief." In the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.